This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Clinton campaign is making it clear it wants nothing to do with churches or their members having any rights of conscience when it comes to the funding of abortion. They reject even the mild Obama White House so-called accommodations. In an editorial, Father Frank Pavone goes quickly to two fundamental political questions. Does government have the right to permit child killing? And if it does, what kind of government does it become? Donald Trump is talking more candidly about his reasons for being pro-life. In last week's interview with EWTN's Raymond Arroyo, Trump pointed to knowing a child and his parents who narrowly avoided an abortion. Trump noted that Ronald Reagan also was one who moved to the pro-life position. This is Life News Radio.
A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life.
Perhaps because he was not expected to live, a 4-year-old heart patient has died of neglect. Ignoring complaints, a hospital failed in simple hydration and diuretics, the choice of and even the simplest monitoring of medicines, and in denying appropriate tests and intensive care. One pro-life writer says cases like this are becoming too commonplace as efficiency of care and quality of life mantras cast an ominous specter over weak and vulnerable patients. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.